National. There were, and are, often distinct external pressures on national governments to, or not to fund, specific health and nutrition areas that may be the main national problems, but not donor priorities. The national governments themselves have often been less committed to funding adequately social goods such as health, nutrition, education and so on, compared with infrastructure building in big cities. Another recurring problem has been a lack of good governance, including corruption. National, and sometimes regional, action is necessary in the areas of facilitative legislation, for example, for iodization of salt, but resource-poor governments rarely have the funds or capacity to ensure such legislation and provisions are enforced. Policies providing for female education, social safety nets, affordable food and public health services have been clearly identified to have contributed to the improvements in undernutrition rates, even with minimal changes in poverty levels. The impact on child nutrition and survival of widespread female education in Sri Lanka and the Indian state of Kerala is well documented, with 77% of married women in Sri Lanka now.